Let me start by saying that obviously my thoughts today are with my home country and following what is happening in Italy after the earthquake. But today it's very important meeting with the NATO defense ministers with the NATO secretary general. We meet very often. He was with the EU defense ministers just last month in Bratislava for our informal council, where we discuss regularly EU-NATO cooperation, as we will do today. EU-NATO cooperation, especially after the Warsaw Summit, is getting into not only the strategic phase, but also the very concrete and practical phase. We're working on implementation of the joint declaration we signed in Warsaw. So we'll share with ministers our joint set of proposals for that we will then finalize for our respective councils by December. I will also brief the ministers on the EU reflections and work on the European defense that we are doing as a follow-up, as an implementation of the European Union Global Strategy. Jens Stoltenberg is obviously already informed about this, but it's an excellent opportunity to share with all the ministers, some of them are the same, as you can imagine, the work we're doing inside the European Union to strengthen our work on European Union defense, use the instruments we have in the treaties. And this will reinforce also the work of NATO, because as Jens Stoltenberg said in Bratislava just 1 month ago with us, a strong European Union in defense is also a stronger NATO. So in full complementarity, with no overlapping, with no duplication, as we work day by day with a very pragmatic but also ambitious approach, we'll continue to work together. We have discussed ways in which NATO can support Operation Sophia in the Mediterranean, and we'll discuss also this with the ministers today. We've at the moment talked about information sharing and support in logistics. Let me, by the way, say that just today we're starting the training of the Libyan Coast Guard in Operation Sophia, which is a very important step. But I think cooperation also in that respect with NATO will be important, and we welcome that very much. It's not for me to comment on NATO decisions. Let me clarify immediately. I thought I clarified that several times already, but I'm happy to be doing that already and again and again. First of all, we're not planning a European army, and we're not planning to have any headquarters as, for instance, NATO has shape. But I give you the news. The European Union is currently already running missions and operations, civilian and military ones. We already have our planning and command structures. It's a work that we're starting now to improve our planning and command structures. And this can be done, as I said, without any kind of overlapping or duplication with NATO. On the contrary, we believe that improving the effectiveness and the, let me say, the smoothness, the rationality of our command structures and planning structures can only improve the effectiveness of our missions and operations. That, by the way, work very well together with the ones in NATO. I can think of the Balkans, where we always worked very well together, Afghanistan, and some places where our missions and operations are and NATO is not, but we cooperate with UN missions, Africa, first of all. So I'm absolutely 100% sure that this cooperation will increase, will become more practical, tangible, and this would be for the benefit of our citizens and our security. Because at the end of the day, this is the window of opportunity we have, that our citizens and our leaders in Europe understand that security is a priority for us and that we have the instruments, the capacity, and also the political will now, I believe, to work seriously on that. Thank you. I'll join the meeting. Thanks.